This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan is coming up in a day or two, and it's very important for us to look forward to welcome this wonderful month of Ramadan. We are at the moment in Uganda. We're leaving Uganda, inshallah, later today, or we will ask Allah Almighty, and we always ask Him to help us and assist us in our journeys. One of the most beautiful things is to have amazing company.
Ahlan and to start Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Kayf al-haal, Shaykhna, bikhair.
You woke up finally, mashallah.
Ready for Ramadan.
Ready for Ramadan, why not?
Mashallah.
Ameen. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. How are
you? Very well, mashallah.
Mashallah. Have a seat. Have a seat.
You're good, mashallah.
Wonderful.
I think, why don't we take a walk in the beautiful garden?
Sure.
Mashallah.
So whatever you like.
What I was
so
saying,
beautiful.
Preparation for Ramadan, Shaykh, give us some few tips here.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, in order for people to recognize how important it is and how great is such opportunity, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called it in one of the references as nafha, seasons of goodness where the good deeds, the reward for them will be augmented way beyond the regular augmentation and multiplication of their reward. Talha ibn Ubaidillah, one of the 10 heaven-bound companions, mentioned a very interesting story about two people who walked into the masjid and they both took shahada and accepted Islam on the same day. Then he described one of whom as very active in ibadah, much more active than the other one. Subhanallah, he joined the Muslim army and he died as a shaheed. The other guy survived him. A year later, he died but on his bed. So when Talha ibn Ubaidillah, one night he saw them standing in front of the gate of heaven. And he was there. And then an angel came from heaven and he called on the one who died later, who didn't die as a shaheed, who was less active in worship than the other guy, and said, join me, and he escorted him to Jannah. And then a while later, he came back and he escorted the shaheed. So when he woke up, Talha shared the dream with the Sahaba. As you know, that the dreams, yes, the good dreams are some sort of wahi, inspiration. Everyone was puzzled, they were talking about it. It just happened that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking upon them. He said, why are you so amazed? What is the story? When they told him, he said, what amazes you in that? They said, Ya Rasulullah, how come that the shaheed enter Jannah later? He should enter Jannah first.
Before.
He said, didn't the guy who lived for another year witness another Ramadan that the shaheed missed? They said, yes. He said, by Allah, he's in a higher rank than the shaheed, and the gap between the two ranks is wider and greater than the gap between the heavens and the earth. You brothers and sisters, do you know what it means that mashallah will live to witness another Ramadan? Now we figure out why the Sahaba used to say for 6 months, Allahumma balighna Ramadan.
Allah, allow us to reach Ramadan.
I want to ask something.
Yes.
Is it just the fact of witnessing Ramadan that escalate one's reward?
So you have
or
to
worshiping
use
Allah
the month of Ramadan, imanan wa ihtisaban, make the most of it. There is no value. In fact, it is highly sinful for a person to witness Ramadan and they are doing nothing. They are neither fasting nor praying. It is a pillar of Islam.
You know
this
what
is
the
something
Prophet
people
said
forget.
About that?
Yes.
Raghima an fu 'abidin. May he lose, may he be disgraced, a person who witnesses Ramadan physically and he comes out of it
without forgiveness.
Without being forgiven.
Allahu Akbar.
I mean,
so my brothers and sisters, let's take the month seriously. It doesn't mean quit your sins only for Ramadan, but quit your sins completely with the promise that we don't want to go back to them. Your life will change. We will solve the problems of the ummah, inshallah. And we will be able to earn the best of reward and the most beautiful connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a joke. Ramadan is a huge gift. It might just be our last Ramadan. And this dua, Allahumma balighna Ramadan, it shows that it's not in our hands whether we are going to witness the first of Ramadan or not. And this might be the last Ramadan, but worse than that is it might be a time where we don't even see this Ramadan, even though it's one day away or two.
And the Prophet ﷺ never prayed to prolong his life except for the month of Ramadan.
I have very good news to share with you and with the viewers. Since you spoke about those who happen to die before witness Ramadan and it is not in our hands, somebody might say, what about us? We may make plans, but it just happened that somebody will expire before Ramadan or halfway through. So the good news is, the intention by itself in this matters. Condition is sufficient.
Yes. If you have planned it, you yes. get a reward on your intention.
Whoever plans and intends to do a good deed, then something out of his or her control happened. That they couldn't do it, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, it will be recorded by Allah for him as a full good deed, exactly, not missing a single word. So what we need to do is plan, intend. How would you like to make this Ramadan better than before? And rather make this Ramadan your best Ramadan.
So correct me, Sheikh. So for me, the preparation for Ramadan is not just for the 30 days of Ramadan, but rather to utilize the 30 days for what is to come later on. So the reserved of taqwa, ihsan, and all the good deeds that will accumulate.
I'd love to answer Bismillah. Your question. Sheikh, you remember the hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever observes 40 days, the prayers of 40 days in jama'ah, attending the very first takbir, takbiratul ihram,
achieve freedom from
the Almighty Allah will give them two guarantees. Number one, fire of hell will never touch their flesh. And number two, that they will never become hypocrites. Freedom from hypocrisy and freedom from hellfire. I've been contemplating and thinking about this hadith a lot, and I just realized when I started practicing that, the first 10 days were kind of struggle. You know, with all the business that we have and the recording and the school and teaching, and you gotta make certain before you hear the adhan, you're already on the way to the masjid because you don't want to miss the takbiratul ihram. After 40 days, well, you know what happens? You don't need
easy.
To set up your Allah. You don't need to set up your
and
Allah.
This is what psychologists say about anyone. Building habits.
So when you're talking about the rehabilitation and all of that, if you utilize Ramadan as it should be, mashallah, you graduate.
So this, when he took milul iddata, that Allah says to complete the prescribed time, that itself is a habit building time as well.
Yeah.
Where by you becoming punctual for so many days, it will help you build the habit of being punctual beyond those many days.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And it shows.
Brother, I just want to draw your attention to this beautiful fruit on this tree. Looks a bit like durian. They call it the jackfruit.
Is this a jackfruit?
Yes, it's amazing.
Oh,
you know, just for the information of the brothers and sisters, this is in Uganda at the Serena Hotel. If you look at the waterfall behind the scene, there is a beautiful waterfall. If you want to zoom in slightly to that waterfall, wallahi, the sound is beautiful. This place is called the Pearl of Africa, Kampala, Uganda. And wallahi, it's amazing. Masha, look at this fruit. You know, if you open this, it's a little bit sticky. And you know the jackfruit.
But does it, you know, my wife, every time we travel to a place like that, or she watches wherever you have been, she says, imagine this is in the dunya. What about what Allah has prepared?
Look at the big one at the top there. Wow.
Yeah, that's a huge
big ones.
One.
Mashallah, mashallah.
So if you like that, if you like what you see, this is nothing compared to what Allah has prepared for Ahlul Jannah.
Mashallah.
As the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah has prepared for the dwellers of heaven what no eye have ever seen, what no ear have ever heard of, and what have never ever crossed anybody's mind. It's amazing. It is Allah's gift to the believers for their patience. Be patient. It's not going to be long before we meet Him. Subhanallah. Wasawmu sabr.
Allah.
Fasting is all about?
Patience.
You know, there is a verse in the Quran where Allah says, wasta'inu bisabri wassalati.
Al-Baqarah.
Naam. Seek help through patience and prayer. It is so amazing. So amazing. My plan is to speak throughout Ramadan about this verse in a series, inshallah, which I want to call Dealing with Difficulty.
I wish I could be there.
You have to, focus on the difficulties of achieving patience.
Yes.
And, you know,
dealing
and
with
persisting.
And the reason is we need sabr and we need to pray. And you know, Allah says, إِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ.
Yeah.
You need khushu' in order to be able to achieve your sabr and salah. And then who are those with khushu? الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those who have conviction that they are going to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and return to Him. You know, we talk about this month of Ramadan. Inshallah, we will continue to speak more and more about this beautiful month of Ramadan. But this episode is really an encouragement for you and I to take Ramadan seriously. Make the most of it. And inshallah, we hope that we can benefit from it. Sheikh, you have any closing remarks?
Before we conclude, You know, it has been very common and it is repeated in the beginning of every Ramadan by some speakers who might not be fully aware of the fact that this is not true, where people say Ramadan is divided into three portions.
Yes.
The first one third is for mercy, the second is for forgiveness, and the third is for release from hellfire. This is not quite true. As a matter of fact, the entire month of Ramadan is about mercy,
yes,
about forgiveness,
and freedom,
about
from hellfire.
Freedom from hellfire.
All of it, from the first day to the last day.
From the first night.
Yes. So some years ago, I also quoted this hadith, which is da'if, to say that it's divided into three, like this, and someone highlighted. We can go this way.
Okay.
Someone highlighted to say, you know what, Sheikh, it's not accurate, it's not sahih. And then I clarified it to the people to say that actually the mercy, the forgiveness, and the freedom from the fire is from the first day to the last day. The whole of Ramadan has all of those qualities.
So the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلِلَّهِ فِيهِ عُتَقَاءُ وَذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مَنْ. On every single night of Ramadan, Allah will release a list of names. Those are the luckiest people ever. Those whom Allah will declare so and so and so and so are permanently free from hellfire. Do as you wish. Which means they will be guarded and protected by Allah against sinning and against shirk. So they will die in a state of belief.
What that means also is if your life has changed Ramadan, chances are perhaps your name might have been just written. Because if your life didn't change and sin is being facilitated for you in your mind and by shaitan, it means that Allah didn't, you know, favor you by allowing you to change your life. Maybe you were not serious enough about Ramadan.
Everyone's question is, why can't we know whose name is in the list?
Imagine if you knew whose name it was.
So relax and sit back and do nothing.
You know, I asked some of the youngsters once in one school that I visited. We were talking about the 313 who participated in the Battle of Badr. And I said, these are people of Jannah.
Yeah.
So the one youngster I asked, if you knew that you were from Jannah, what would you do? You don't want to hear what he said, Sheikh. It was about how he would enjoy the sins, astaghfirullah, because he knows that he is going to Jannah. And I said, these are young kids. Imagine how they are thinking worldly.
The best of all mankind after the prophets, the companions who were granted Jannah in their lifetime, they never sit back and relax.
They worked harder. They worked harder.
The Prophet says,
أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a slave who is grateful?
There is an answer to this. I wouldn't rather ask somebody, what if you know that you're already given a glad tiding, guaranteed you will enter heaven, what would you do? Rather, I would throw at them the hadith in which the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quoted the Almighty Allah. It's a sacred hadith. The Almighty Allah says, مَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبِدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبِدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. The catch is in the following segment. فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها ورجله التي يمشي عليها. Which means there is nothing that my servant can do to come close to me better than fulfilling what I have ordained upon him, like the 5 daily prayers, fasting during Ramadan,
etc. And
then the area of competition. So the first area is for everyone, you must do, but an area which is optional, nawafil, supererogatory acts of worship. My servant will continue to draw nearer and nearer to me through offering these voluntary acts of worship pertaining to the prayers or fasting or zakah or sadaqah until I love him.
And when I love him,
once Allah loves you, trust me, you will not even think about committing sins. That's why the 40 days prayers, the training, you would fall in love with the prayer and you wouldn't look at it as a burden.
May Allah bless this month of Ramadan.
Dr. Salah, there's a very interesting connection between the month of Ramadan and Jannah.
Naam.
So the ayah of the main purpose of Ramadan itself, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ
تَتَّقُونَ.
So taqwa is the main purpose why Ramadan was revealed. But there is an ayah, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ
لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
So Jannah was prepared for muttaqeen, and Ramadan was a platform for us to attain taqwa.
And guess what? Whenever the Quran talks about Jannah, it is always preceded by gaining forgiveness first, such as in Surah Al-Hadid, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أُعِدَّتْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَنْ يَدْخُلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْجَنَّةَ بِعَمَلِهِ. None of you simply are entitled to enter Jannah because of how much good deeds you do. They said, even you, O Prophet of Allah, because he used to stand until his feet would swell. He said, even me, unless if Allah covers me with
Allahu
his mercy.
Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
So this forgiveness, which is a condition to step forward to gain taqwa in order to be entitled to enter Jannah, is a Ramadan. From the first night, tomorrow night, might be the first night
Allahumma
of Ramadan.
Ramadan. Allahumma ballighna Ramadan.
That's why Mufti Mink been kept on saying, take it seriously.
No, but and wallahi, take it seriously. My brothers and sisters, Ramadan is not a month of resting and relaxing and chilling and eating at night and going out with your friends and shishaing and doing haram stuff and whatever.
Did you say shishaing or shisha?
Shishaing. Shishaing is a verb now.
Yeah, shishaing is a verb. So I can tell you one thing. We must make sure, minimum, don't do haram.
But Habibi,
but more than that,
Allah samosa at the start.
Wallahi, you know what? The most healthiest.
Khajur, samosa.
I made dua earlier on Iman Channel. I said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listen our craving for samosa.
Allah. No, we need to eat healthy. People are crazy about their health. But Islam tells you from the beginning your health is an amana. And you need to do whatever you're doing in order to protect your health, so that you can get strengthened to do the ibadah of Allah is an act of worship on its own.
No.
Anyway, we have lengthened and prolonged this particular session
because of its importance and the significance of time.
And because tomorrow. Of the beauty of this beautiful place. No. MashaAllah, it's such a lovely place.
And also the audience, Wallahi. We owe them that.
Ramadan Wallahi. Mubarak, everyone in advance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from
we
one
wish
and all.
You all a blessed month and may Allah grant us the ability to make use of it. And may we
and don't
achieve
ever
forgiveness.
Forget. To make dua for our brothers and sisters in Palestine.
Ameen. May Allah, Allah make this Ramadan Allah. The best Ramadan, triumphant, victorious, Allah. Mercy Ameen. And victory. Allahumma ameen.
Ameen.
Allahumma
ameen. Ameen.
اللهم بلغنا رمضان ووفقنا فيه
آمين.
للصيام والقيام
آمين.
اللهم سلمه إلينا كاملا وتسلمه منا متقبلا
آمين.
اللهم اجعلنا فيه من عتقائك من النار آمين. ومن الفائزين آمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين
آمين.
وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين
آمين.
اللهم أيدهم بنصرك المبين اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت أنت حسبنا ونعم الوكيل ونعم المولى ونعم النصير وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه والتابعين.